Local residents told the Assembly Monday they wanted a chance to vote on allowing marijuana businesses in the borough. Jeff Funt was one who supported opting out of legal pot sales here.
I think that the public should have a chance to vote next fall, whether or not there's actually a place of sale in town, like proposed. And I'd ask you guys to reconsider that and give us a chance to vote. I think there probably would be a pretty good turnout.
Another local resident, Michael Mullen, agreed.
I don't personally support retail pot, but if the whole community voted and it passed, I'd say okay. But if I wasn't given an opportunity and the community wasn't given an opportunity, I would feel cheated.
The testimony wasn't all in favor of putting the issue before voters. Susan Burrell is pursuing a retail marijuana store license from the state, and she took issue with a letter to the editor from Assemblymember Kurt Wallhuter on the opt-out option.
If you would have been doing the job assigned to you back then, and if you had, at that time, thought that opt-out was a good idea, you would have taken care of it then, right then. But in reality, it was brought up and spoken about one time at your committee meeting, at your marijuana committee meetings, and it was shelved immediately. Do you remember?
For his part, Wallhuter, who raised the issue before the Assembly this spring, stepped down from the Assembly chair momentarily and up to the public podium to respond.
My intent was never to opt out. I've noticed I just read an article here that said I'm still pushing to opt out. All I'm actually trying to do is give everybody options, every single voter, one vote, one voice. So now I'm going to be one of seven instead of I'd rather have 2,000 people voting on this if they all turn out.
Wallhuter wanted to restart meetings of the borough's Marijuana Advisory Committee and have that group come up with ballot questions for the public to decide. No one else on the Assembly was interested in adding that to Monday's agenda, and it did not come up as a discussion topic. A number of local residents are in the process of drafting a resolution to force a public vote on local pot sales through the initiative process. They've already turned in 10 signatures on an application for a ballot initiative that asks whether the borough should prohibit the cultivation and sale of recreational marijuana. Borough Clerk Debbie Thompson says the application has to include an enforceable resolution or ordinance, and supporters are working to write that language. Once that's turned in, the borough clerk reviews the application and decides whether it's sufficient or not. If it is, vote supporters would then go out and collect more signatures to get the issue on the ballot. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.